I wanted to focus on a report that was released actually earlier this week. It was the Next Generation Accountability System, and it had these recent results released in it. It really looks at sort of district performance, at least what I could gather from the immediate looking at this. And joining me now to talk a little bit more about this, help us to understand it a little bit better, Ajit Gopalakrishnan is back with us, and Ajit is the State Department of Education Chief Performance Officer. Welcome back to the show, Ajit. Tell us a little bit about this report, and is this something that the state does on a yearly basis?
Yeah, good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me on. Yes, this is a report that is required annually under federal and state law, and we call it our Next Generation Accountability System. And would you like me to tell you a little bit about the accountability system?
I would. I would love to understand that a little bit better for people who are not familiar, including myself, actually.
Sure. happy to do that. Before 2014, schools and districts would be looked at based on just test scores and graduation rates. Basically, how did the kid do on the state tests, and how are the graduation rates doing for that school or for a district? But after 2015, we changed our accountability system, and we made a more broad, holistic accountability system. In fact, our accountability system now has 12 indicators. So yeah, we still look at how students do on state tests, but we also look at how students grow from one year to the next on those state tests. And that's important because sometimes schools may not have the highest achieving students, but they might actually be growing their students quite well. So growth actually carries more weight in our system. But in addition to, you know, how kids are doing on state tests and how they're growing on those state tests, we also look at attendance, particularly chronic absenteeism. We look at how well our students are getting ready for college and careers. We see how many are taking advanced courses and how well they're doing in them. We look at whether students are on track to graduate from high school. We look at ninth graders in particular. We also look at graduation rates, but we look at not just whether students are graduating in 4 years. We also look to see if students are graduating in 6 years. And that makes a difference because for some students, they might have a hiccup or two in high school and maybe that delays their graduation, but we want them to stick it out, persist, stay, continue, and graduate even if it takes a little bit longer. We also look to see if students are going on to post-secondary and physical fitness and arts. But anyway, go ahead.
No, you're fine. So this sounds like this is strictly for high school.
No, it's not. It's actually for all schools.
Okay.
Some of the indicators do pertain more to high schools, but we also look at things like physical fitness, which pertains to elementary, middle, and high schools as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, we look at all these different indicators.
Okay. And I mean, forgive me for asking this, Ajit, but when I was
sure.
growing up in the 90s, we took like a standardized test in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
So is this just the newer version of that? And are kids taking this every year? Are there certain years that they're taking this?
Yeah, the state assessments are taken in grades 3 through 8 in English language arts and mathematics. They're also taken in grade 11 in English language arts and mathematics. We also take science assessments in grades 5, 8, and 11.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'm understanding a little bit better. And again, we have Ajit here who is with the State Department of Education. And so what did we find from the 2023-24 school year? What were some of those results? What were some key takeaways, would you say, Ajit?
So we see that the majority of the indicators are showing improvement, but we also see that we have work to do to get back to pre-pandemic levels. We already released our test scores in August, and we saw that science and math actually showed improvement for the second year in a row, and attendance also showed improvement. Again, we're still not back to pre-pandemic levels, but we're seeing improvements. When we released our accountability results, we saw improvements in the on-track rate, you know, kids being on track to graduate high school. We also saw improvement in the six-year graduation rate, and we saw improvement in the percentage of our graduates going on to college, and this college can be an academic-oriented degree or a career-oriented. I know we talked about this in the last piece, about how college can be, you know, different types of things. So we see more students going on to college, especially those from our low-income backgrounds, which is always encouraging for us to see. We see more students succeeding in advanced courses, like college courses, advanced placement, international baccalaureate. We see more students doing that. Melissa, with the accountability system, we also identify schools that are doing well. We call them our schools of distinction. And this year, we identified 151 schools of distinction that are identified either for achievement, high growth. We also identified 41 of those 151 schools are in our alliance districts. And these are typically our lowest performing districts, but you know what? Good things are possible anywhere. And these 41 schools in our alliance districts are examples of that. We also identify schools for support.
Really quick, Ajit.
66 of those schools.
Were any of those alliance schools, were any of those in Bridgeport?
Mm-hmm.
They were?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I'd have to check.
Okay. I only asked that.
On our website.
Yeah, not to put you. Oh, it's on your website.
Yeah, it's on EdSite. Our data portal, EdSite, has all that information.
Okay, yeah, not to put you on the spot. I'm asking because I don't know if you're aware. Bridgeport is in a bit of a turmoil situation right now between the superintendent, Board of Education, and really the teachers union. And one of the big reasons is because we had a brand new superintendent come in last August, so not this past one, but a year ago this August. And she has a lot of shakeup ideas. She really wants to see the district do better. Test results are not where we'd want Bridgeport to be, for example. But a lot of the teachers have felt like they're the ones who are being blamed for, you know, bad test results and absenteeism being so high. So there's that's a whole separate topic. But the reason I was asking is it would be interesting to me to hear that the standardized testing was showing that, in fact, Bridgeport is in some regard doing well, like if they landed in that category with the alliance districts. I that's why I was curious about it, because how could some schools in Bridgeport be doing well, claiming that, you know, that the teachers are not coming up to where they should be? I don't know. That's why I was asking. I was very curious about that.
Yeah, it's best probably for me to not speak about all that, but I don't remember if there is a school in Bridgeport in this current list. I'm sorry, I don't have that in front of me, but I know that we have identified schools in the past in Bridgeport as schools of distinction.
Okay. I'm also going to grab when we get off the air, I'm going to grab the website so I'll look it up and I will see if I can find any on that list. Would be great. And I'll give it to our listeners as well. Sorry, just before you had moved on to the next thing, I just wanted to see if Bridgeport landed on that. I was curious about that.
So essentially, I'll wrap that piece up and say that we also identify schools for state support. And we have 66 schools that we're identifying for state support. These are some of our lower performing schools or lower growth schools, and those schools can receive professional development from the state. They also can get access to some special funding streams. So the accountability system really takes that holistic view to, you know, find out what we're doing well, but also find out areas where we need help. You know, the main thing I like to say about this is not a gotcha. You know, we're not here to blame and shame schools. We're here to work with our schools and our districts to identify what's working well and support them to get there.
Ajit Gopalakrishnan, I want to thank you so much for always making the time to come on Melissa in the Morning, State Department of Education Chief Performing Officer. We appreciate you and understanding a little bit better the 2023-24 Next Generation Accountability System and the results that came out from last year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right. We appreciate it. And I will also get the link to that website to get more on that report.